It is 4:12, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner, part of this theme week, good things that happened in 2021?
Yeah, so yesterday, like you said, we talked about Fern, the tortoise on the Galapagos Island that was found. Everyone thought she was extinct, but she was not.
Surprise.
So something else very important was found in 2021, that was the wreckage of a very famous Coast Guard ship that was called the USS Bear.
USS, like bear, like the animal bear?
Like the bear, like the animal.
Okay.
Yeah. So according to the U.S. Coast Guard official website, the Bear is described as probably the most famous ship in the history of the Coast Guard.
Really?
Yes. It was built in Scotland in 1874 as a steamer for seal hunting and was owned and operated out of Newfoundland for 10 years. But the massive wooden hulls of Newfoundland sealing vessels had proved ideal for Arctic exploration. So the Bear was purchased by the U.S. government in 1884. Throughout the years from 1885 until 1926, she made the seasonal trek each May from her port in Oakland, California, to sail north to the waters of Alaska for the five-month season, cruising 10,000 nautical miles on the Bering Sea Patrol, where she looked out for seal poachers, shipwrecked whalers, and illicit trade with Alaska natives.
Wow.
She ferried reindeer from Siberia to Alaska and even served as a floating courthouse.
Wait, so wait, why do reindeer need to get from Siberia to Alaska?
Because I don't think they were in Alaska at the time.
What? Who? What?
The reindeer.
Well, they were moving them.
Right. They brought them from Siberia to Alaska.
Oh, did they need the reindeer badly in Alaska?
Yeah, I think they did.
I'm glad they got them.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah. During one of the yearly trips back to San Francisco, the Bear also assisted in rescue operations for the 1906 San Francisco earthquake.
Oh, very nice.
Then during World War II, it patrolled the water surrounding Greenland for the U.S. Navy and even helped capture a German spy vessel.
This boat has been all over the place.
I know. Bear had the distinction of being the oldest U.S. Navy ship to be deployed outside the continental United States during World War II and was one of the last ships equipped with sails to serve in a theater of war.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I wasn't picturing it. I don't know what I was picturing, but I wasn't picturing a boat with sails for some reason. So
it was purchased from the United States government in 1948 by a guy named Frank Shaw from Halifax, Nova Scotia, for $5,199. That's a steal.
That's a good deal.
He intended to use the ship for sealing. However, the market for seal fur was not what it once was, and so the boat laid idle for many years.
Oh.
Then in 1962, it was purchased again, this time to be used as a floating seafood restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a new life.
Right. But however, while in tow to Philadelphia on March 19th, 1963, a gale struck and severed the tow line.
Oh,
the mast collapsed and punctured the hull, causing the ship to sink about 100 miles south of Cape Sable Island in Nova Scotia. So,
and that was it. No restaurant.
No floating restaurant. No.
So sad.
Right. So it wasn't found until 2019. They found what they thought was the wreckage. But it was only in August of 2021 that a team of experts looking at the evidence came to the conclusion that they were reasonably certain that the wreckage was indeed the Bear. And officials of the Coast Guard and National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, announced last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So Bear's career lasted for 89 years. She spent a total of 47 years in commissioned service of the United States Revenue Cutter Service, Coast Guard, and Navy. She was one of only a few ships to have served in both polar regions.
Oh.
And she was one of the very few ships to be on active service in the U.S. Armed Forces during the Spanish-American War, World War I, and World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a career.
So the legend of the Bear is so ingrained in Coast Guard lore that the sports teams at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut are named the Bears.
Really?
Partly in honor of the ship.
The ship, the Bear.
Yeah.
So the ship just sits at the bottom?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any plan to raise
it
or whatever. Probably not. I don't know. But it hadn't been found in all those years. So
yeah. Well, now they know where she is.
Yeah, they do.
Bottom of the ocean. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the USS Bear.
Yeah. So we're going to play Come On Down to My Boat by Every Mother's Son.
All right. Very good. Hey, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Every Mother's Son, the name of the band. The song is Come On Down to My Boat from 1967. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the very famous USS Bear, whose wreckage was found and then identified in 2021.
2021, part of our theme, we good things that happened in 2021. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quote. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. The USS Bear was the oldest Navy ship to be deployed outside the continental U.S. in World War II.
It was one of the only ships to have served in both polar regions.
And the Bear once served as a floating courthouse and a reindeer barrier.
Transporting reindeer from, where was it from?
Siberia.
Siberia to Alaska.
To Alaska, yeah.
And it would have continued life as a floating restaurant.
It would have.
But, A gale sunk it.
Mm-hmm.
Low as many. What year did it sink again?
1963.
Yeah,
right. And they just found the wreckage in 2019.
Right. So. Folks, want to recap, want to learn more about the USS Bear or anything we've talked about on the Wiki Corner, Sarah, where do they go?
You can go to legends1027.com, to my Wiki Corner blog,
right.
And you can see everything I talked about, listen, re-listen.
Yeah.
See the song, everything.
Everything, all right there. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we'll continue the theme week, good things that happened in 2021, right?
Oh, yes.
A 410 right here. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.